page 69. Lesson D. Organizational threats. 3. Listening and speaking. The top threats. A. Look at these threats to organizations. Guess the top 5 threats companies fear. Then listen to an interview and check your guesses. Number the threats 1 to 5.
So, John, presumably in any organization, you have to be prepared for things to go wrong, don't you?
Correct. When you're running a large organization, or even a small business, you do indeed have to be prepared for anything at all.
And that's your field of expertise, helping companies to assess risks and plan for how to deal with threats to their organizations.
That's right. All companies have to assess risks and have a plan to deal with them. That's critical for any organization because there are so many threats, all of which can have a devastating impact on a business.
Can you give us some examples? I mean, are we talking here about things like losing your key employees?
Well, when key talent walks out the door and goes to a competitor, that is serious. But it's not one of the top threats to an organization. Or organizations can prepare for things like that. Many employees these days have contracts saying that they cannot give confidential information to other companies.
So, is that the biggest threat a corporation faces?
Actually, no. Interestingly enough, losing staff is not the main threat that companies fear. Recent research shows that the greatest threat companies worry about is unplanned IT outages. If your telecommunications and computer systems fail, go down, that can have a huge financial impact. It can be extremely costly. Businesses rely so much these days on being connected to the internet on their computer systems. If they're not connected, they can't do business.
And what about actually losing data?
That's the next threat CEOs worry about. Losing data can happen when your computer systems go down, especially if it's not backed up. Another way companies lose data is when hackers get into the systems and steal sensitive data. The problem there is extremely serious. Companies really can be badly affected there. Their plans for a new product can be stolen, for example.
Which can be devastating for a company, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. And then the next biggest threat that companies reported was cyber attacks, like malware, malicious software. Infecting computers was the next biggest threat they are concerned about. The problem there is that a business can lose hundreds of working hours getting that fixed.
Right. So it's important to have software that protects your data and...
Absolutely. Definitely.
So a lot of concern about information and data systems.
Right. But then there are more down-to-earth things, like companies are worried about weather. A weather event, such as a tornado or flooding, can cause immense problems. Granted, they don't happen very often, but if they do, their effects may be huge. A flood might destroy all the goods or stock in your warehouse, for example. Or maybe...
Which, again, means a huge loss of revenue, doesn't it?
Yes. And equally, problems with electricity, gas, or water supplies, for example, can have a similar effect. The problem there is that it can simply close you down. No power, no business. I mean, there are many more threats, but these are the ones that seem to concern businesses the most.